Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Government and opposition parties reach consensus to end deadlock in the ongoing winter session of Parliament. BJP appoints senior party leaders Nirmala Sitharaman and Vijay Rupani as central observers to oversee election of its legislature party leader in Maharashtra. Cyclone Fanjul causes widespread devastation, bringing heavy rainfall and flooding in Puducherry and Tamil Nadu. Supreme Court refuses to relax GRAP 4 restrictions in Delhi NCR until air quality index shows downward trend. And in cricket, India thrashed Japan by massive 211 runs in a group stage match of Under-19 Asia Cup at Sharjah. And now the news in detail. The government and the opposition parties today reached a consensus to end the deadlock in the ongoing winter session of Parliament, ensuring smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. The breakthrough came during a meeting convened by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla of the floor leaders of various political parties at the Parliament House this afternoon. During the meeting, Mr. Birla requested all the members to let the House to function smoothly, and the leaders agreed to extend their support to run the House smoothly. The meeting was attended by Gaurav Gogoi of Congress, Kalyan Banerjee of TMC, Lavu Shri Krishna Devarayalu of TDP, T.R. Balu of DMK, Supriya Sule of NCP, Dharmendra Yadav of SP, Dileshwar Kamath of JDU, Abhay Kushwaha of RJD, Arvind Sawant of Shiv Sena UBT, among others. Later, talking to reporters outside the Parliament, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijuju said the leaders who were present in the meeting have assured their support for a smooth conduct of both the Houses of Parliament. He said a special discussion on the Constitution to commemorate its 75th year of adoption will be held in the Lok Sabha on the 13th and 14th of this month. In the Rajya Sabha, the discussion will take place on the 16th and 17th of December.
विपक्ष के ओर से भी कई डिमांड रखे हैं जो बिजनेस एडवाइजरी कमेटी में संविधान पे चर्चा होने का प्रस्ताव था उसको सरकार ने मंजूरी दिया है हम लोग फ्राइडे सैटरडे को संविधान पे चर्चा होगी लोकसभा में पहले हम लोग चर्चा करेंगे उसके बाद 16 और 17 को राज्यसभा में संविधान पर चर्चा होगा
Earlier, both the Houses of Parliament could not transact any substantive business on the fifth consecutive day today, following the opposition's continued ruckus over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group and violence at Sambhal in Uttar Pradesh. Amid uproar, the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha witnessed adjournments, first till noon and then for the day. The BJP has appointed senior party leaders Nirmala Sitharaman and Vijay Rupani as the party's central observers for its legislature party's meeting in Maharashtra, where the MLAs will elect the leader. The BJP parliamentary board has approved their appointment. The BJP-led Mahayuti coalition registered a landslide victory, securing 230 out of 288 seats in the recently held assembly polls. Meanwhile, the suspense regarding the new Chief Minister of Maharashtra continues amidst intense political discussions. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani are likely to meet the newly elected BJP MLAs in Mumbai tomorrow evening. The BJP's legislature party meeting is scheduled to be held on Wednesday. The much-anticipated oath-taking ceremony of the newly elected BJP-led Mahayuti government in Maharashtra is scheduled to take place on Thursday evening at Mumbai's Azad Maidan in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today emphasized the need for global partnerships, noting that the world faces complex challenges on multiple fronts. Speaking at the CII Partnership Summit in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar referred to the Ukraine conflict, US-China tensions, and issues like inflation, debt, and currency problems in the global south, stressing the need for more cooperation.
Economic rebalancing began to acquire strategic connotations. Surpluses were now translated into influence, if not dominance. The US-China friction has assumed a salience that could not have been envisaged just a few years ago. The Ukraine conflict has created its own ripples, reflected in food, fuel and fertilizer insecurities. The global south is also feeling the brunt of inflation, of debt, of currency shortages and of trade volatility.
The minister also noted the growing strategic convergence between India and the United States, which has opened up more opportunities for collaboration. India has said that the incident related to the breach of premises at the Bangladesh Assistant High Commission earlier today in Agartala is deeply regrettable. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said the diplomatic and consular property should not be targeted under any circumstances. The ministry added that the Government of India is taking action to step up security arrangements for the Bangladesh High Commission in New Delhi and their deputy and assistant high commissions in the country. Union Minister for Food Processing Industries Chirag Paswan today highlighted the huge potential in India's food processing sector. Speaking at the Food Processing Investors Meet at Patna in Bihar, the minister said India can establish itself as a global food hub and gain international recognition in the sector. He emphasized that the sector can boost farmers' incomes by extending the shelf life of perishable goods.
वेस्टेज को मिनिमाइज कर सकते हैं वही प्रोसेसिंग के माध्यम से जितने भी पेरिशेबल आइटम्स हैं वेजिटेबल्स हों फ्रूट्स हों उसकी लॉन्जिटिविटी को हम लोग बढ़ा सकते हैं ज्यादा समय तक वो कैसे रुकें ज्यादा से ज्यादा किसानों को आर्थिक मदद इसके माध्यम से कैसे पहुंचे इस दिशा में हम लोग को कार्य करने की जरूरत है.
The minister assured the center's support to Bihar, which remains a top producer of foxnut, lychee and other agricultural products. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Cyclone Fengel has caused widespread devastation, bringing record rainfall and flooding to Puducherry and parts of Tamil Nadu. In Puducherry, four persons were killed in rain-related incidents, while two others are still missing. Chief Minister N. Rangasamy has announced a compensation of 5 lakh rupees each to the families of those who lost their lives in the incident. To ease the hardships caused by severe weather, the Chief Minister also declared 5,000 rupees relief for every ration card holder in the Union Territory. Highlighting the relief operations, the Chief Minister said the government evacuated 551 people and shifted them to relief camps. Over 10,000 hectares of crops were destroyed in Puducherry, Karaikal and Yanam. The government has pledged 30,000 rupees per hectare as compensation to the affected farmers. Compensation will also be given for livestock losses and property damage. A preliminary report estimating damages of 100 crore rupees has been sent to the central government to receive financial assistance. In Tamil Nadu, all at least 13 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents so far. Moderate to heavy rains are lashing the interior districts of the state as Cyclone Fengel is making headway to reach the Arabian Sea. Water bodies in Thiruvannamalai and Villupuram are overflowing as rains continue unabated. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning over Kerala, North Interior Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Lakshadweep, Coastal and South Interior Karnataka tomorrow. Kerala, Karnataka, Goa coasts, Lakshadweep area, Gulf of Mannar and adjoining parts of Komorin area can experience squally weather tomorrow. The weather office has advised the fishermen not to venture into the sea in these regions. Further in Delhi NCR, smog and shallow moderate fog is expected in the night and morning hours. The Supreme Court today refused to relax emergency measures implemented under Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, to tackle severe air pollution in the Delhi NCR region till it noticed a downward trend in the Air Quality Index or AQI level. Posting the matter to the 5th of this month, a bench comprising Justices Abhay S. Oka and Augustine George Massey said, the Apex Court will examine the AQ levels on Thursday and find out whether there is any downward trend. The Commission for Air Quality Management in Delhi and adjoining areas submitted a report to the court seeking that emergency measures be scaled down from GRAP 4 to GRAP 2. The air quality in the national capital, Delhi, has shown slight improvement but was registered in the poor category with an average air quality index of 275 as of 8 this evening. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some areas of the city have breached the 300 AQI levels. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today watched the Hindi movie, The Sabarmati Report, at the GMC Bali Yogi Auditorium in the Parliament Library Building, New Delhi. Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw, along with other Cabinet members, Members of Parliament and other dignitaries were also present on the occasion. Later, in a social media post, the Prime Minister commended the makers of the film for their efforts. Last month, in a social media post, Mr. Modi had said that it is good that this truth is coming out, and that too, in a way, common people can see it. The film is based on the February 2002 Godhra train burning incident in Gujarat. Actor of the film, Vikrant Massey, said this is the highest point of his career as he got to watch his film with the Prime Minister.
माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी के साथ तमाम कैबिनेट मिनिस्टर्स के साथ रक्षा मंत्री भी थे गृह मंत्री जी भी थे सब थे उन सब के साथ ये फिल्म देखने का एक अलग ही अनुभव था शब्दों में शायद बयान नहीं कर पाऊंगा क्योंकि अभी भी एक अलग ही नर्वसनेस है खुशी है एक्चुअली कि इन सब के साथ बैठ के फिल्म देखने का मौका मिला जैसे मैं पहले से कह रहा हूं देश की जनता से आपके माध्यम से कि प्लीज जाएं अपने सिनेमाघरों में द साबरमती रिपोर्ट को देखें अपना प्यार दें और ये मेरी लाइफ का सबसे हाईएस्ट पॉइंट है मेरे करियर में माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी के साथ बैठ के फिल्म देखें
The film has been made tax-free in many states and other states are also on the way of making it tax-free. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, represents a wonderful amalgamation of technology and governance, ensuring silos are removed and projects are completed on time. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed happiness that Oxford's Said Business School and Gates Foundation have recognized the effectiveness of Pragati in the study. A new case study by Oxford's Said Business School released at IIM Bangalore today revealed that since its launch in 2015, Pragati has helped accelerate 340 projects worth $205 billion. Around 2,000 ex-servicemen will be hired to impart training to NCC cadets in their academies. In an interview to Akashwani News, Director General of National Cadet Corps, NCC, Lieutenant General Gubir Pal Singh said NCC cadets are enthusiastically taking part in Agnivir scheme.
NCC cadets badhchadkar Agnivir hissa le rahe hain. Hamare Agnivir ke liye hum NCC cadets jo ki fauj mein aana chahe NCC se hum unko training dete hain taki wo jab training ke liye jaye to ek tarah se semi trained. Agnivir se jo cadet 5 saal ke baad koi dusra apna career chunna chahe wo uske paas option rehti hai.
In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak tonight at 9:30 p.m., we will bring an insightful discussion on addressing mental health issues with Dr. Pratima Murthy, Director of the National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences, NIMHANS, and Dr. Rajesh Sagar, Professor of Psychiatry, AIIMS. Domestic benchmark equity indices today ended with gains of over 0.5%. The 30-share BSE Sensex gained 445 points to close at 80,248 and the NSE Nifty 50 advanced 145 points to settle at 24,276. And in sports, in the Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India thrashed Japan by a massive 211 runs in a Group A match at Sharjah in United Arab Emirates to register their first win in the tournament. India lost to arch-rival Pakistan by 43 runs in its tournament opener. In another Group A match today, Pakistan defeated UAE by 69 runs in Dubai. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government and opposition parties reach consensus to end deadlock in the ongoing winter session of Parliament. BJP appoints senior party leaders Nirmala Sitharaman and Vijay Rupani as central observers to oversee election of its legislature party leader in Maharashtra. Cyclone Fanjul causes widespread devastation, bringing heavy rainfall and flooding in Puducherry and Tamil Nadu. Supreme Court refuses to relax GRAP 4 restrictions in Delhi NCR until air quality index shows downward trend. And in cricket, India thrash Japan by massive 211 runs in a group stage match of Under-19 Asia Cup at Sharjah. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.